Paul Krugman is one of America's most visible economists, a professor at Princeton, an op-ed columnist for The New York Times, and winner of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Economics. He's both a pragmatist when it comes to pushing for certain economic policies and a bit of a philosopher when talking about his own profession, as Steve Paulson discovered.
It seems to me that economists are regarded with considerably more skepticism than most other scholars, let's say physicists or historians. Are economists just less trustworthy people than these other types?
No, the thing about economics is, well, my idol in all this stuff is John Maynard Keynes, the great economist whose work still offers the best guidance to where we are. Keynes once expressed the hope that economists could someday come to be viewed as being like dentists, just, you know, practitioners of a well-understood art. But in his day, he also wrote an essay that I like to quote from called The Great Slump of 1930, written as the Great Depression was starting, and it reads very well as a description of what's happening right now. He said that, you know, economics, although no one will believe it, is a difficult and technical subject. This stuff is hard. You know, it's a primitive science relative to physics, and it's dealing with a harder subject. We're trying to deal with people. Admittedly, we're dealing with people doing things that are relatively simple.
Is that really it? I mean, you're dealing more with people than with money, actually?
Yeah, ultimately it's about people. The interactions take place through money, but you are really talking about, will people trust other people who are running various financial institutions to safeguard their money? Now, this is about individuals doing boring stuff, about individuals getting and spending. It's not about love and friendship. Sociology is much harder even than economics. An old teacher of mine who was Indian said that he believed that if you were a good economist, a virtuous economist, you're reborn as a physicist. And if you're an evil, wicked economist, you're reborn as a sociologist. And the reason is that sociology is even harder than economics. But the reason that economics is hard is that it is a deeply complex subject because it's about people and how they interact.
Now, you have just won the Nobel Prize, and with your perch as a New York Times columnist, you are probably the most prominent popularizer of economics in America. Do you see yourself as having a particular role to play in helping the rest of us understand how the economy works?
Well, sure. Not so much because of who I am as because of the journalistic real estate that I've been given a temporary lease on. I mean, it's the Times op-ed page is, you know, the most visible place you can write in the world, I think. And it gives me an opportunity and also a responsibility to try and make sense of what's going on out there. And I'm doing it to the best of my ability. Lord knows, right now we really need, what we need more than anything else, I think, right now is clear thinking. Again, I'm going to go back to John Maynard Keynes. At the end of his great tract, The General Theory, which was what led us to understand as much as we do about depressions, he talked about vested interests versus ideas as determinants of what happens in the world, and argued that ideas matter a lot more and vested interests less than people imagine. And I would say that we're in one of those situations right now.
But that's interesting. I mean, you're really saying that fundamentally economics is about ideas. I mean, more than about number crunching or analyzing market trends.
Well, you can't even analyze those market trends or crunch those numbers without a framework, without understanding. You know, we have a system for keeping track of the economy, GDP and all of that. That system was developed after John Maynard Keynes wrote his analysis of the Great Depression. It wasn't until you had a theory about what was going on in the economy that you knew which numbers to collect. So part of our problem right now with the financial stuff was that because our thinking did not keep up with the real world, we were not collecting the right data on the financial system.
What would be the attributes of your ideal economist, your economist as visionary?
Oh, I mean, there's two things that define an economist as visionary, and there really have been only a couple, I think. One is to have a deep insight into the way the world works. And there have been, you know, dozens, at any rate, of economists who've had that. But the economists that I really admire most are those who combined that vision with a sense of how the vision can be used to make our lives better, where the idea really translates into a policy view that makes a huge difference. And clearly Adam Smith, who made us understand why, in fact, markets are a good thing, plays that role. John Maynard Keynes played that role. And my ideal, my secret fantasy, which will never be fulfilled, is to be like Keynes, who saw through this crisis that no one understood, and not only said, here's how it can happen, but here's what you do to get out of it. That's the ultimate. Robert Skidelsky, the great biographer of Keynes, titled one of his volumes of that biography, The Economist as Savior, because Keynes was just that.
So he was, well, among other things, the right man for the right time. You needed a man of great vision at that time to deal with the Great Depression.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at his work, The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money, the great book, is very much a book for economists. It is not something that's easily readable. He didn't use a lot of equations, but he used a few, but it was very dense in detail and in hard reasoning. But that's exactly what was needed at the time. Other people were out there spouting off with all kinds of vague things about history and change, and maybe we needed this depression, and Keynes said, no, here's what has gone wrong. Here's where the mechanism has failed, and if we fix this place here, turn this dial, press this button, we can get out of it. I'm not sure that all economic problems will be that straightforward to deal with, but that's what you really want to see in an economist.
So we need a John Maynard Keynes for the 21st century.
Yes, and if you see him, let me know.
That's Paul Krugman, New York Times columnist and winner of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Economics. He spoke with Steve Paulson.